Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Good God, Thea. Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ, Dad. Get it right.
When you left, you were dealing drugs to the local kids down the street.
Oh, I never dealt drugs to kids.
You yourself are a kid.
Nulara.
Yes.
Remember how I said that there was laws that said that every now and again has to be some stabbing?
I feel like if he's gonna make me do it anyway, I should just kill this guy that I don't know. Pretty fucked up place to be at. I'm in front of him now. Robe, covered, flaming sword. I'm going to say, awake, your time has come, confess your sins.
I hurt some people, I hurt him real bad, but I've been trying to, that's why I came here.
Okay, I stab him.
He screams out in pain, and you feel a rush of energy. Watching him, you see a face, a very fair-skinned, porcelain-looked face, come and materialize over top of the man's.
What?
I'm not going to pry. I have a feeling that you are doing more than you say you're doing.
You're probably good to go with that.
What's with that?
I have a dragonborn that's also living in my head.
So nothing serious then?
No, just your run-of-the-mill second personality.
Jonzik hands you a necklace. I hope this helps a little bit.
Thanks, brother. I'm sure I'll be back real soon.
You be safe and you come back.
I promise I'll do both of those.
You are always welcome.
Thanks, Dad. And I give them each a kiss on the cheek. And I wave goodbye as I leave at the front.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. And with me today is Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I was wondering who it was going to be, but it turned out it was me. I play Flynn Firebeard.
And Carla Johnson.
That was maybe the most pregnant pause we've ever had in the history of Dungeons & Dragons. I play Nulara Moonbrook.
And also, Amy Moore.
I play Thea Amastasia, and I was so hoping you were going to say my name first, and I just mouthed along with it because I was doing that while you were talking. I think I'm real funny.
I can't see the video.
No, we can't see each other
right
now.
Because it's just Tom with video, so yeah.
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 It's disappointing.
It's great. I love it.
So good. So
good. All Tom all the time.
Yep.
It's the way this podcast should be, to be honest.
You know, you can do one of those.
Harsh rebrand after episode 73. Just Tom.
Tomjins and Dragon.
Aw, Tomjins.
I mean, he already has the most characters on this podcast. Of the three of you.
That's so. True.
That's true.
How is everybody tonight? Today?
Doing well.
Good?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's Tom's birthday. Can we say that or is it a secret?
It is Tom's birthday.
Is it a secret?
It's definitely not a secret from us.
But I'm going to announce that it's Tom's birthday in the episode that comes out tomorrow as we record this. But, I mean, Tom can have two birthdays.
Of course he can. Why not? Have as many birthdays as he wants.
Yes,
so when
he
we record
can.
This, damn it's Tom's right. birthday.
When you're 28, you can have as many birthdays
That's
as
right.
you want.
You keep that celebration going till you're 36.
Right? Oh, no.
No. Foiled again.
It's over now.
So close. Yep. It was so close. What an arbitrary date cutoff.
I don't make the rules. It's I haven't had a birthday in years.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know how to segue into this, but we're on Patreon as well. And if you enjoy what we do and you enjoy the little goofs and guffaws that we have, you can come join us over there, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can join us for great goog hangs, where we have Patreon exclusive Discord access. We have the Discord available to everyone, but patrons get a special little their own little channels where they can talk to us about the Patreon things and other things that they don't want other people
secret
to know.
Things.
Those regular
secret,
people.
Double secret things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a whole other game they get to listen to. Or Several different stories we have told exclusively over there.
Oh, the tales we weave in Patreon.
So many tales.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We all know it.
Well, Twitter is like at dumbdragon, right?
Or no, at dumbdragoncast.
Is it? What was the one that was different? There was
Facebook.
One that was different.
Dumbdragon podcast. And the Gmail is dumbdragonpodcast@gmail.
Okay.
Do we ever get any emails?
We do occasionally, time to time. Yeah. If you want to send us some emails, send us some emails. Yeah. This is just the episode where we
can
tell
we
you.
Can we read emails?
Yeah.
The thing I find about emails is. When people send us an email, it's usually more personal in nature, so I don't always feel like
sharing it with the podcast cast.
Okay.
Yep, fair enough.
But if you want us to send an email, just put whether you want us to read it or not, and we can do that. And if you don't want to send us an email, just come join us on our Facebook group, the Reckless Play Guild.
Ooh.
Where we've joined forces with a band to form a band that likes, which has never been seen.
Oh, no.
Ah, blew it. Yeah, anyway, so close.
Ultimate crossover event, prove me wrong, something.
Yeah, sure, yep, all that stuff. Yeah,
ambitious crossover, etc.
Iconic quad? Duo.
Exactly.
Sorry, Russ.
Anyways,
continue
we've joined joined with the lovely podcast, The Lucky Die, The End of Time and Other Bothers, and Dark Dice. And we're just building a better, bigger community to talk about D&D and all these great shows. And if you haven't joined us there,
you should.
Please do. Link down in the description. Fuck it, let's play D&D. So previously, no, let's not do that. You guys leveled up, which you should have done a while ago, but there's
some
nothing,
of us just did not, tonight.
Nothing crazy really
better
happened.
Better late than never.
So you did it. What level are you now?
14.
Well, good. You're all the same level. That means I've done something,
right?
Start.
Yep.
Now we all split the party.
Yep. So what do you get at level 14? I know it's not a very glamorous level.
It's not. But it's for me, it's the unsung hero of the levels because at first I scoffed. Because that was my scoff. Because I did not get any new spell slots. I did not get any bonus actions, as I had hoped, but I did learn. I did learn a few things by just looking over that good old player's handbook again, because I had fucking forgotten everything about wild shape that I ever knew before.
Perfect.
Turns out I can wild shape as a fucking bonus action. God damn it. Also,
that's awesome. I mean, not for past Amy, but for current Amy.
No.
Current and future Amy.
For going into the fight against Tiamat, I think it's going to be useful. Also, I didn't know that, but I can, while I'm wild shapen.
Wild shaped?
Well, I'm imagining Carla's face right now. While I'm in wild shape, I can expend a spell slot to regain 1d8 hit points per level of the spell slot expended.
Nice. Damn.
So many times I was close to death.
That's
awesome. I could have actually just like killed a couple level 2 spells and rolled like 4d8 and been fine.
That is very good to know.
I know now. Another thing I didn't know is that my attack in beast form is magical. So, it's counted as a magical attack.
It's like there's reasons that you should be wild shaping all the time.
Then at 10th level, it turns out I can expend 2 uses of my wild shape at the same time to transform into a fucking elemental.
What?
And now at 14 levels.
I'm loving these reveals.
I'm learning so much.
They're getting progressively more like impressive every time.
Things I could have been using for listeners. I could have been using these for the past year. A whole year of D&D.
This is what I'm picturing in my head. I'm picturing somebody who's been listening to our podcast that mains a druid.
Oh, fuck no.
And they've been screaming at their iPod the entire time of like, why doesn't she know how to do this?
Because our listeners are so lovely. They probably weren't even thinking that. They were probably just like, well, I'm sure there's a good reason why she's not doing it.
Yeah, she's just
listeners, so there's no good reason.
It could have been just the bare minimum.
It could have been some homebrew reason that we just discounted something, sure. Said it's too powerful, whatever.
Yeah, no, we definitely didn't
definitely
do any of
did
that.
Not, no.
So
I just let them play their characters like they want to play them.
Poorly.
This last one, though, is a doozy, and I'm excited about it. Because at 14th level, I have learned to use magic to alter my physical form in more subtle ways. So that means I can use the alter self spell at any time.
That's as of today.
As of today. This is not like I could have been using this. This is as of today. Tom, calm down.
Sorry.
Tom's losing it, thinking I'm so stupid.
You missed what I did, but Carla saw it.
I'm going to watch the playback.
You should.
So this connects to my previous thing of all of the aerial gifts that I have posted on the Facebook page. Because with this alter self, which I can use just willy-nilly whenever I want, as many times as I want, I assume a different form. I can look exactly like other people. I could make myself look exactly like Tom, so long as they are the same shape as me and bipedal, like humanoid. Mm-hmm. And bipedal, I can do it. I can also, wait for it, do aquatic adaptation. That's right. Oh. I sprout gills. I grow webbing between my feet and I can breathe underwater.
Damn.
I know there's like no water really in what we're doing, but I think it's pretty exciting. Also.
Wow. I mean, I know only one of those is your level 14 thing, but it seems like level 14 was amazing for you.
I know. Also, I can grow natural weapons. So,
does
like,
that
if
mean,
I want
like bone claws, like you're fucking Wolverine now?
That's what I said. I can grow claws, fangs, spines, horns, or any different natural weapon of my choice, and it deals 1d6 bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing damage as appropriate. Finally, my natural weapon is magic, and I have a +1 bonus to the attack and damage rolls I make using it.
So as far as role-playing that, I would say you probably wouldn't get, like, Wolverine claws. You would get, like, extendable, like, wolf claws that come out of your fingers.
Yeah, it would be more like fangs. Oh, but it does say...
teeth.
Oh, no, sorry, claws. But it does say spines. Where I grow these spines, would that not be up to me?
Sure.
Russ doesn't like it because he's like, man, she's actually going to use some of this shit.
It's fine.
But I'm just double checking.
You guys are going into the biggest battle you've ever been in, so it's probably good that you read your character sheets.
I can cast Alter Self spell at will.
I feel like Thea's just going to use this to, like...
do nothing helpful.
Pretty herself up. Or, like, not just pretty herself up, but, like...
just all of a sudden,
make herself
like...
more sexually attractive. Exactly.
Just bigger boobs.
You have to watch the playback now, Amy, because that's what Tom did. Oh. And it was so out of character that that's why I lost it. He, like, made a boob-growing gesture. Like, what are you doing?
Fantastic. Ah, Tom, he's so full of surprises.
I know.
Okay, so that was mine. See, you don't have to worry about not knowing what's going to happen in this podcast because it's going to be 20 minutes of Amy talking about her level up.
Which only one of those things actually happened today.
That's true. Yeah, listeners, don't be misled. Not much happened.
I'm gonna challenge you, and I'll challenge Tom the same thing.
To read your
character sheet once every two recordings.
Oh, yes,
it's hard.
I absolutely
should.
It's so
hard to remember things.
Just read it.
And then I also wrote it. I didn't have anything written about Wild Shape. Also, I completely forgotten what circle of the I was a part of.
Moon.
Yes. I know.
What circle of the?
Moon, she just wrote circle of the.
Yeah. Moon?
Who's next?
I can go next.
Hard act to follow. Hard act to follow.
Yeah, I mean, mine is, as a typical fighter level up, it's pretty disappointing, especially after all of that.
I mean, hers should have been that, too.
Yeah, it really should have just been the one. I can alter my form whenever I please. Next. But that's just not the way I tell a story.
That's just, you built so much tension.
I know.
Going forward it's through really that story. Escalated. It was expert storytelling.
Was thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so level up to 14, not a whole lot going on with the champion fighter. I improved my strength and my charisma. Yep.
That's good.
But now I got a plus 5 bonus in strength, so I'm good to go as far as that's concerned.
That's good.
Yeah, maxed out with strength.
Nice.
Yeah, so yeah, and I rolled like a 6, I think, on my con roll for my hit points, but with all my bonuses, it ended up being like 12 more hit points.
Nice. Oh, wait, I was supposed to get more hit points?
Every level up. Why are your hit dice at 12? Did you not level up like the last two
14.
Levels?
But I had used 12 of them. I had used, sorry, I just they just weren't reset. Relax. Sorry, Tom, continue. Russ is so rude and interrupting you.
I know, that was literally all of mine. Oh, okay. That was the entire thing.
Nice.
I do get some pretty baller shit at 15, though, so watch out for that.
Yeah, you'll never make it to 15.
I hope we're not.
Aw, Jesus.
I was just going to say, I hope we're not dead before then.
Amy just got max hit point level up. All right.
Nice. Make sure to add your con bonus, too.
125 hit points, bitches. Tom's nice. Like, I'm at 300.
Well, I'm actually at an even 200.
Holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
Damn. I forgot to add my con bonus, so I feel like I just got, like, I just got two more, so I was feeling.
I mean, you didn't even have to admit to that, Carla.
Well, seemed like the right thing to do.
We can't even see you doing
it. My lack of skill.
Amy just admitted she didn't even do any hit points. So.
Wait, we get hit points?
Carla, what you at?
135.
Okay, then no, I'm probably fine.
What's your level up there, Carla?
I mean, anticlimactic after all of that. Basically, the only thing that I can do now is turn invisible. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you can.
As That's a bonus awesome. Action, I can vanish. So I just sit. That's it. I vanish. It's amazing.
You just disappear.
What I've been.
Can you move and be invisible?
I believe so. It doesn't say anything. Like it just says,
like it's
use
not
a bonus
like some
action
Tabaxi
to hide.
Stupid cloak where he has.
Yeah,
to
it says
spell.
Like you can't be tracked unless
yeah,
you so want to be
yeah,
or something.
And, yeah, that's the other part of it. I can't be tracked by non-magical means unless I choose to be.
Like you like purposely breaking twigs and shit.
Exactly. Or if like you guys are trying to follow me or something.
Yeah, like if she was hiding from bad guys but wanted to leave us clues that we knew to look for, then.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really turn invisible. You use the hide action. Yeah.
Shut up, Rush. He turns invisible.
I mean, it's called vanish. Invisible. My way sounds way more fun than yours.
Fair enough.
Agreed.
I had to look
Why
at
are
it.
Why fun ruiner?
Yeah, no, I don't actually.
I just
they just can't see me.
Mechanic wise.
Yeah. No. I'm not actually invisible, but they can't see me. So the effect is the same.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, they see you go and hide.
I guess.
They also see you rolling.
It's not like you just disappear.
They
It's like you're standing there fighting something, and then you turn and you hide behind a tree. They know where you went.
You're making it sound a lot less glamorous than she
is. Yeah, really, Russ.
I'm sorry. So we're going to cut for the money zone now. And
Money zone?
We'll catch up back to you.
I think that's trademarked.
Nah, I think that fine. Must be trademarked.
It very well might be.
Do they have the website? The Money Zone.
I mean, probably.
.com. One of the world's foremost experts on credit crisis. It's not theirs.
Oh, no.
Definitely don't go to that website.
Well, let's get to playing D&D.
I just looked at my notes and now I'm so mad again.
I don't understand why.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Previously, your characters went home and had just the best time. And now you're all back. You've landed back in the teleportation chamber in Waterdeep.
I magically have bigger boobs than I did before. But just subtly, just enough to make you go, maybe they were there the whole time.
New shirt?
Yeah.
We're all there? We all like went and appeared at the same time? I guess we wait for each other. We want to see our friends. Gone apart for a whole week.
Yeah, it's not like you're just going to show up, no one's here. You're like, well, all right, I guess they're not coming.
I'm going to bed. What time of day are we showing up?
It's like, you spent the whole day at your various locations.
So it's like, pub o'clock is what you're saying.
Sure.
Hey, guys, how was your trip?
It was interesting, to say the least.
And he did say the least. Nulara, are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was great. A lot of it was awesome. I saw my family. It was amazing. Got this cool new necklace.
Bitchin'.
Ooh, that's pretty baller.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Family heirloom. Pretty nice, right? How about you? How'd it go with your folks, Thea?
Words were said. Water went under bridges, and I think...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think overall it was pretty good. I should have done it years ago, really. But
so a success. That sounds good.
Success. And Flint, you literally said nothing is like...
Yeah, do you want to...
Is everything all right? How's the fam?
I mean, it was... There was a lot of changes since I'd been home last, and my dad died, so there was some stuff to process.
Oh, Thea goes over and hugs, because she's a hugger. She hugs Flint. Do I have to roll for hug?
if you want to roll.
It's a really
He's so
tight
strong
tight.
Now, he might not even feel it, so it has it's to be
Can
a
we
strength.
Have, like, a grapple off to see who hugs better?
It's a, it's a contested roll.
Okay.
Perfect.
Fuck off. I rolled. I'm adding my strength.
Sure.
Okay.
A 7.
23.
You crush me like a leaf.
Yeah.
And deflate.
Oh, no. You push my bones into non-existence.
Curse you, strength.
With his face was, because he's shorter than me? Oh.
He motorboated those things away.
Oh, oh no.
Well, this consoling hug got weird.
I mean, I feel like the height is off there, but, you know, it was a yeah. really good roll. So
it's yeah. true, it was.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Flint.
It's okay. I mean, we were never too close, but I mean, it would have been nice to, you know, talk to him before this happened.
Are your sister and mom all right?
It'll take some time, but they're managing. But I mean, hey, we got a job to do to give them time. So let's make it happen.
Yeah. It's running out, isn't it?
You guys want to go get one last drink before we go to work tomorrow?
You know it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
And off to, where do we want to go? Yawning Portal?
I mean, it does seem like our local
It's our usual our haunt.
Spot. Yeah.
We need something jovial. We can't go to that other, like, depressing one. What was that one called?
The lonely something?
The Lonely Tavern?
No. It was something.
The Lonely Juggler.
It was probably the Lonely Juggler.
Probably.
That's right. Because Amy yeah. said it sounded They've really rebranded upbeat, since so then. It was probably yeah. Yeah. Lonely Juggler.
That's actually one Nothing of the saddest things.
Nothing more upbeat
names.
Than a solo juggler.
Yeah. Whatever they was before, they've rebranded to the Lonely Juggler.
Perfect.
So,
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You guys, you leave.
Oh, sure. Russ is okay when someone else does an aggressive rebrand, but not us.
Right.
You exit the portal, the teleportation chamber. Where
the Lonely Whip.
The Lonely Whip. That's what it was. Wasn't
I
it?
Had it written down.
Look at you.
I was half right. Yeah. The Lonely Juggler.
It was a lonely something. Sorry. Yeah.
You leave the teleportation chamber. The three wizards just kind of roll their eyes as you leave. And
I shoot them my guns.
One of them shoots back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're heading down the halls, and you hear familiar footsteps of Leosin as he comes around the corner. He's like, oh, good, you're back. How did things go?
Better than expected.
Not as good as I'd hoped, but it was good overall.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, mixed bag.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Are you heading out? There's no one really around right now, so I guess if that's what you're doing, that's probably a good idea.
We thought we'd go grab a drink before we, you know, get back to it tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yes. Tomorrow, come see me, and we'll go over some final things, and then it'll be off to the war room to kind of discuss the final assets that we have and what we know of the Well of the Dragons and how to get you inside.
Well, the only thing I want to be inside of right now is.
Please finish that sentence, Thea.
Continue, yes.
I just forgot the
is
name
it a
of
yawning
the
portal?
The is yawning portal. It's like I'm trying to remember Hourglass. It's so bad. Well, the only
Damn
thing
hourglass.
I want to be inside of is the yawning portal right now. Would you like to come with us, Lil Leosin?
Lil Leosin,
like Lil Kim.
I feel like you may have already been there, but no, I have some final things to get prepared after the last party night. I think
more paperwork.
All the paperwork, my friend. All the paperwork. This job is not glamorous. He shows you his hands. These hands, they're covered in cuts. 1,000 tiny cuts.
I cast your wounds on him.
Thank you. I don't know why I didn't think of doing that myself.
That's all right. We don't all often this think time about that.
With these open cuts.
These hands.
I'd like to leave my mark, but now I don't have to. Thank you. I will see you all in the morning.
Yeah, you got it, Leosin.
See you, Leosin.
He heads back down the hallway of which you came, and you head out into the streets, and it is the last time you were here. It was very, very rainy and dreary, but a couple days has cleared that up, and it's a bright blue sky, and it gives you a bit of a sense of hope as you head to the yawning portal.
We swing the door open to the yawning portal, and I say, "This round's on me," to the house.
And it's a packed house.
That's all right. Can't take it with you when you die. Right.
It is the most full you have ever seen it. You see.
You're trying to convince me not to do this and skip out on my bill?
You've already done it. They've cheered. There's an uproarious cheer in the background.
Thea's job right now is to make this the best night, because it could be the last night.
You see everybody heading up to the bar where Dernan and was pretty much alone. But now it's very busy at the bar, and he sees you and gives you a nod, a tired nod, but...
And he sees me mouth bottom shelf only to him, so...
He nods back, and, there's many clear tables at this point, because everybody's gotten up to go get themselves around, so... So,
good strategy, then.
Right? Yeah. We go take a table by a window, because, you know.
I was going to say, is there a patio at the yawning portal? Sounds like it's a nice sunny day.
Yeah. They have those outdoor heaters.
No patio, but you have clear shot of the tunnel down into the Undermountain. Or you can sit beside the window. It's up to you.
I mean, I'm going to say window.
Window.
Yeah, come here.
Yeah.
The Undermountain doesn't sound as jovial.
Well, I mean, it's the big pit in the middle of the yawning portal.
Yeah. It's a beautiful sunny day. Let's go sit beside the pit.
How far can you spit into the pit?
Yeah, it's winter in Canada right now, so...
Yeah, no, a lot of pit sitting, not a lot of windows.
Player weather preference would be sitting in a window in sunshine, not in absolute darkness at all times.
You go sit down by the window.
Hey, guys, can I talk to you about something?
Always.
Of course.
Something happened while I was home. Something bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're going this slow, it's not gonna be good, is it?
It's not good. I don't even want to tell you, but I feel like I have to, because, you know, you're my people.
At that moment, Dernan comes over and slams three large mugs down onto the table and says, "It's good to see you all again. Thank you for all the business. I assume you're paying."
Of course. I wouldn't leave you high and dry, Dernie buddy.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you very much. As always, if you need anything, just give me a holler. I hear everybody's kind of getting ready to head out, hence the busyness. I'm sure I'll see you later tonight, but good luck. Good luck.
Thanks, Dernan.
There's some people yelling at him from the bar. Duty calls, and he walks back to the bar.
So, and I take a big glug of my drink. You know that dagger?
Yep.
You know, the one.
I believe we're familiar.
The one that you guys fought over?
Yeah, well, me and Thaddeus had a little scuffle over it, you'll recall, and I did probably the worst thing that I'd ever done in my life.
Yep.
Yeah, that was weird. Yep.
Well, something like that happened again.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. I went home and I saw my brothers and their wives and their husband and their all their kids, and it was so great. And then one night I was walking in my sleep and I woke up in the forest And you guys, I killed somebody, and not like fighting them killed somebody. Just had to kill somebody, or else Dagger would have made me do something worse to someone in my family, and I couldn't. Those were my only two choices. I couldn't do it.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, you must have made, like, that's an impossible decision, but obviously that's the right one if that was the alternative.
I know, and it's, I mean, it was. I didn't have a, I don't feel like I had a choice, and of course, I mean, you guys know, we've killed tons of people. I mean, we fight, we're,
well, yeah, I mean,
just,
it's kind of our whole deal.
It happens, it's Decimator, you know, it's just right there.
Tie them up, throw them in rivers, etc.
It just felt, this was different, and I just had to tell you because I'm not always in control while I have this thing and I can't get rid of it. Something really terrible is going to happen, but I just want you to know, you know, who you're fighting alongside.
Okay, sorry. That sounds horrible, Nulara. Just awful. But the dagger made you do it?
Well,
like, what do you mean?
I feel like I can't. I don't know if I can say more than that. I want to tell you guys to trust me, but at the same time, maybe you shouldn't totally trust me.
Has this sleepwalking occurred before? Or is this a new thing?
New thing. New thing.
And, was this a bad guy? Was he a bad guy? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to justify it now at this point. Can you have the dagger anymore?
I don't think that's an option. That's not an option.
May I look at the dagger?
You
can. No touching!
You can try. Yeah,
I put my hands in the air.
Remember not
like,
to touch it, though.
You can try. So I, like, undo, you know, it's on my belt, right? And, like, kind of, you guys can't see me right now. So I hold it out, like, on my two hands.
Right.
So you can, like, see it without touching it, and I'm not, like, grasping it as if I, you know, it's just resting on my hands.
I don't think I've detected magic on this before. Mind if I...
You did.
I almost want to say that you did, and Russ was like, it's magic as fuck.
Right. I was just hoping to figure out, like, if I could tell if it was possessed or something like that. Like, if there was an entity in it. Where's Thaddeus when you need him? I'm sure he could do that shit.
Remember he got stabbed by it?
Then I healed
him. You know
him,
what?
It's fine.
Nulara, I think when we go back and find Leosin, maybe we should take this to Arvid just for him to look at, maybe give us a little bit of insight. If it's not making you trust yourself, and I don't want to not trust you, Nulara. We need to be together in this battle.
And I mean, he really seemed to know a thing or two about those finger bones, so.
I mean, if anyone's gonna know about it, it's that creepy weirdo, right?
Maybe we could even send a letter to Ozark. He knows all the stuffs.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I've just been... I didn't want to say anything, but I felt like I had to tell you guys. You know, now, before the end of the world.
Well, I need to ask. You didn't want to say anything, or you couldn't say anything? How much is this dagger controlling you?
I didn't want to tell you.
Hello, how are you? It's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thanks for joining us for episode 72 of Dungeons & Dragons Mechanics, Confessions, and Frat Boys. We're currently coming down from the high that was PodCon, which is where we were over the weekend. We met so many amazing people, picked up so many new ideas, and reaffirmed lots of ideas that we already had about the show. And we can't wait for you to hear what we have coming up for Dungeons & Dragons in the very near future. One thing we don't want you to forget is to come join us in a couple of places. First, Dungeons & Dragons Discord. We have an awesome community solely dedicated to talking about the show and sharing ideas for Dungeons & Dragons. Plus, patrons have exclusive access to Patreon-only channels to talk about all things Patreon. One of the many perks for joining our community over there at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Second place to join us before the end of the month to get a little extra perk, but you can always join us over here, the Reckless Play Guild Facebook group. An amazing group of people who are getting together to talk D&D and some amazing actual play podcasts, including The Dark Dice, The End of Time and Other Bothers, The Lucky Die, and us, Dungeons & Dragons. You can find all of the links that you will need in the description of this episode. And a final thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. The next episode will be out next Wednesday, January 30th, which will be a normal episode. And I say that loosely, as it'll be about as normal as the remainder of this episode will be. As I mentioned, we've wrapped up our time at PodCon, and we'll be having some episodes released over the next few weeks that are a little different, a little more in the bonus episode region where we got to play all together. So super fun one-shots with just the Dumb Dragon crew, as well as a game with Travis Vengroff from Dark Dice and Sean Howard from The End of Time and Other Bothers. So go check them out. They are super awesome guys who helped us play a super wonderful, funny game. In fact, patrons of Dungeons & Dragons have access to the unedited video of that right now, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. But for now, that's all I have, so you have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
You know you can always tell us anything. We want to help you through this.
We're a team.
Yeah, I know you guys. Thanks. And then I just, like, slump back in my chair and, like, really get to drinking that drink that I have.
Let's all really drink these drinks we have.
That sounds like a great plan.
This is our last night, potential last night of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Let's drink the drinks and do the revelry and whatnot.
The door gets kicked open.
Let's get fucked!
Flammigans!
I yell, get this bitch a drink!
Why is it so busy? Oh, you fuckers are in here. Seems like we haven't seen each other in months.
How long has it been?
It's been like 4 days.
I thought you said we were gone for like a week.
No, you were gone for 2 days.
Hey, Flammigans, come here. You're gonna love this. And I pull out the sword that I got at home.
What do you got there, bud?
I say, moist.
That's fucking weird.
And the sword starts glistening with the weird moisture that it secretes.
Touch it. Also, Flint, that's disgusting. That's the grossest sword I've ever seen.
I'm touching you.
Is that what you brought from home, Flint?
Yeah, that's what my dad left for me.
Was it a joke? Did he hate you?
He's a big old weirdo.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely moist.
That's it.
It's definitely moist.
This sword says something.
I mean,
it says, I wish I was a penis.
It basically is.
All right, well, I hope you use it to stab a whole lot of cultists.
You'll never be without. It's all good. It's all good. Yep.
How does it feel in your hand, Flint? Is it good?
It's a little slippery.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh my goodness. Thea, did you get any fun gifts at home? I got a necklace. Flint got grossest sword that ever existed.
Oh,
anybody get 100% you anything that's like inflamed or anything? Sword. Like Jesus.
Yeah, I got a tome. I haven't really read through it yet, but it seems pretty bitchin'.
I mean, a tome seems like a pretty good, pretty nice little memento of home for you to have.
Hopefully it might be. So it might be helpful. It might be helpful in the battle to come, so.
Well, it sounds like you guys have been doing a whole lot of cool stuff. Me, I've just been being on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how's the pirate life?
How's the pirate life?
I mean, I'm practically, like, executive captain.
Do you miss us? Just lie if you don't.
No, I miss you guys. I mean, they don't get my humor quite as much, but I'm pretty much promoted to like head of the fleet at this point, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you are.
Yep. I mean, I'm not
surprised.
We're
like three drinks in at this point, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty much great to be on the open air again. I feel like the pirate life, it's for me. I mean, the ranked individual who works dutifully on a ship is for me. That's what they tell me to say.
Oh. Yeah, it's not as catchy.
It doesn't really sound like it is for you, then, if they're telling you to say that.
I mean, if I want to be part of this whole wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, against Tiamat here.
Yeah, and we want that. We want you mm-hmm. as part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, you gotta be in there.
Maybe you could just say, like, it's a pirate's, do what I'm told and follow orders, life for me. Like, just under your, like, keep it in your heart. You can just say it in your heart.
Yeah, no, see, these great ideas, they don't come up there on the boat.
Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum, et cetera, et cetera.
Speaking of a bottle of rum, let's get this bitch a drink. No one ever comes because she never gets a drink, poor girl.
Yeah.
It's so hard for her.
Drink. Drink, bitch. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Yeah, anyways, yeah. Hey, Durnan. Nice to see you.
Yeah, here's your rum.
Man, you gave her the hard stuff? Bottom shelf stuff, right?
You said,
I mean, we went over this.
Thea, you said when you say get this bitch a drink, that means get them the good stuff.
Uh-huh. And then I wink hard at him.
No winking.
How much do I owe you?
We'll settle up later.
All right.
And he walks away.
So you guys heading out with the fleet there pretty soon, pretty good. There's a lot of people outside of Waterdeep there just kind of setting up shop and waiting for the old heave-ho signal.
Is that the signal, the heave-ho?
I think that's when you throw something. Or pull something. Heave-ho. Or row something.
Well, we're in a bunch of boats. We're leaving in the ship, so like heave off the...
They're airships, sweetie. They're air. I don't think you need to row them. Oh, God, do they have you rowing in the bottom of the airship?
Have you been rowing the airships?
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, I thought your arms looked bigger, though. You're
right?
Looking great.
I mean, those are some tone-ass arms.
Pumping those guns, man. Yeah, I'm just gonna... Yeah, okay, so I'm not in charge of the fleet. But they do have me doing very important things.
I'm sure they do.
That's awesome. I'm so glad for you.
You have a very particular set of skills.
I do, and I don't know where they are. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they did. But I will find them. And I will kill them.
Are you talking about your
skills? Wow. Oh, wow. This escalated quickly.
Are you
quickly.
Talking about your skills? I don't know what they are. I don't know where they are. I don't know what they're doing.
But I will kill them.
I find love taken flavor. I'm going to kill them.
Okay, right now, I'm going to say this. I want a Taken-style story starring Flamingos that we can do as a one-off.
Oh, you love it.
I seriously thought you were talking about your skills.
I think that's going to be our PodCon to get us through.
Kind of made me sick to my stomach.
It's too much laughy-laughy. This is a serious podcast, not a comedy podcast. Mm. Come on, now.
And I think we're all just getting a little drunk because we've been drinking these big beers.
That's right.
I think the revelry, it's good. It's happening.
Just getting in character.
Yeah.
All right, well. What you got? You said usually means you have something to follow.
Has anyone seen Thaddeus?
He went off with the arcane bros. Mm. And, said he has magic shit to sling, but he'd be there.
Seems a lot more like frat house when you change it from the Arcane Brotherhood to the Arcane Bros.
Yeah, Galfa, Emma,
Gandalf, Peta. Gamma, Peta, Elemental,
Pi Beta, Gamma,
fuck some shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know all that Greek.
I fucked some frat bros. That's right.
Uh, how many Flanagan?
17.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
That's actually
a real sausage party.
I mean, get it, girl.
Yeah. Wait, was it an actual sausage party?
We forgot to dedicate this episode. Oh, no. And the night keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's got hiccups.
Oh, no.
I do not. Unless you guys want to do anything else, we're just going to wrap up the episode here.
Yep. We're just going to keep hearing tales of Flamikin's weird and
sexual escapades.
Sexual exploits. I'm into it. I mean, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But I want to hear about
many
it.
Many rounds later of Thea yelling, visit us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. I'll post some...
That's what Thea's yelling?
Nasty Flamikin's fan fiction. Just nasty.
Do not promise that, Russ.
I'm kidding. Yikes.
Send us your Flamikin's fanfiction, and I will read it in Flamikin's voice.
Do not ask for that.
Yes.
Do it.
I mean, I do kind of want that.
Yeah. Flamikin's unbuckles the
like
belt.
Like 100 words or less.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
It has concise.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a scene.
No. Yeah. I mean, I mean, you can do a full Twitter post.
Yeah. There you go.
No.
So 280 characters.
No, okay, 100 words. I thought you said 100 characters or less, and I was like, that's not even hardly
words.
Anything.
No. Like.
And she took the dick. That's all it would be.
What'd she do with it?
We don't normally end episodes this way, but I feel like this one has to be ended this way.
Yeah, I think so. Because
they just drink throughout the night and ridiculousness into.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Music in today's episode was by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io.
We never say bye. No,
there was nothing typical about that.
Do we normally do that?
No, we don't.
Things really went off the
rails. How do we normally end an episode?
We just end it.
Oh, damn.
I think this is the only time I've ever seen Russ just be completely fucking flustered as to how to end an episode.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
So I'm worried. Because you guys can't see me and I just heard a weird noise. So I'm going to go investigate the weird noise. I hope I don't get murdered because you wouldn't be able to see my killer.
We won't know.
So
damn it.
But we can maybe hear him and then turn this bad boy into a true crime podcast and become millionaires.
Become millionaires. But I will be back in a second.
Okay.
It was a pleasure. Bye.
It was a pleasure.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time.
What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.